Hi, and welcome to ASIC's Movement for Mind. My name is David. First of all, thank you for being part of this unique program, combining movement with some simple exercises to help you feel better. For most of our sessions, you'll need to be outside in a place where you can move easily. Try to avoid anywhere too busy if you can. We'll be moving around 30 minutes, so keep that in mind if you're planning a route. But otherwise, you don't need anything special, just you, comfortable clothes and footwear, and this session in your ears. So get yourself outside and ready to move. If you need to pause the audio for a minute to find a place where you can start moving, then do that now. Okay, ready to go? Let's start with what I would call an easy walk, just a nice and relaxed pace. All right, great. For the next 16 sessions over 8 weeks, you'll hear from inspirational experts who'll guide you through the program and introduce you to some new ideas and practices that you can take into your everyday life. ASIC's Movement for Mind is for everyone. It's all about finding a pace and intensity that works for you. I'll help you feel comfortable and confident in the way you move. So whether this is your first time moving in a while, or you're taking a break from a marathon training, this program is for you. So, my name is David Lenneman, and movement has always been an important part of my life. Growing up, I tried all types of sports. Movement is the one thing I've always come back to, whether it's been marathons, trail running, biking, or simply moving because the way it makes me feel. And if there's one thing I've learned throughout the years, is that movement, walking or running, truly has the power to uplift the mind. Today, I'm fortunate to work as global team captain for ASIC's Frontrunner, a community of ambassadors of movement. And together, we strive to inspire others to achieve a sound mind in a sound body. That's me, and I'm really excited to be your lead coach through these sessions. Now, before we get started with the first session, let's get the body warmed up. We'll start with what I would call an easy walk. It's a nice and relaxed pace. Just enjoy it. Now, in a little while, I will talk about pacing for our sessions, but for now, just keep it steady. Find your rhythm, find that ease, and breathe. Now, I would like you to keep three things in mind for our sessions. Breathe, connect, and enjoy. We're going to get used to being aware of how we move and how we feel. This is all about mindful movement. Nothing complicated, just noticing. Okay, now let's get that heart rate up a little more. We're going to start with high knees. So keep that pace and bring your knees up as high as possible while you're walking. Just a gentle pace. Yeah, imagine you're in a marching band. I'm sure people will look at you, but just remember, you're in a band. Okay, you can help by swinging your arms a little bit more, exaggerating those movements. Stay stable, straight posture, and look ahead. Good. I'll count you down. 3, 2, and 1. Great. Now back to that easy walk. You should feel your heart rate has gone up. Just take a little time to find your breath. All right. From there, now let's come to a stop. We're going to move our legs and arms a little bit more here by walking as fast as we can on the spot. So without moving forward, you're not going anywhere. Okay, feet barely leaving the ground, alternating legs at a quick pace with high energy, arms moving as well. Okay, go. And 1, 2, 1, two, one, two. You got it. Swing those arms and look straight ahead. And I will count you down. Three, two, one. Good job. Great. Now back to that easy walk. So while you're walking, catching your breath, try to see if you can find a place where you can stop, and we'll do two more exercises on the spot. So if you need to pause the audio, feel free to do that now. Okay, so let's move to leg swings. Find a railing or something to hold on to, and put one hand on your right hip, the other on the railing, and we're going to start with swinging our left leg forward and back like a pendulum, and go. One, two, three, four, five. Good job. Nice and easy. Now switch over to the other leg. Remember, swing it from the hips and try to look straight. Keep the posture proud and go. One, two, three, four, five. Great. Now, the last exercise is a walkout for those calves. So you can just keep that railing or that lamppost, or make sure you have something in front of you to push against, and stand with your feet next to each other. Keep your left leg straight with your foot planted to the ground, and bend your right leg a little with the weight at the front of your right foot. Now we'll alternate those legs. So walking out the calves one at a time, over and over again. Got it? Good. All right, go. One, two, three, four, and five. Great. So I hope you feel warmed up and ready for the session. Now take a deep breath, and here we go. All right. Your body should be warm now, and hopefully your mind is settled and focused on our first session. Let's get back into an easy walk. Nice and relaxed pace. All right. This week is all about getting you prepared for what's to come. As you know, throughout ASIC's Movement for Mind, you will be introduced to six amazing experts who will guide you through different ways you can help yourself to feel better. They're all different, and they're all great. But for the first two sessions, it's just you and me. I hope that's fine. So you're moving in that easy walk. Breath is easy. Your body's relaxed. Today, we're going to focus on the different paces that we'll be working with, or gears, as we'll call them. And we'll be using five different gears. Gear 1, slow walk. Gear 2, easy walk. Gear 3, steady walk. Gear 4, power walk. And gear 5, speed walk. Now, you won't be spending that much time in gear 5. It's more to give you an idea, an understanding of the different paces. So, for now, you can come to a stop and take the moment to take two deep breaths. Nice. Let's start the session by going through the gears 1 to 5. To make it easy for you to know when to switch gears, I say go and you switch to the next one. Ready? Let's get moving again. Gear 1, slow walk, go. Now this should actually feel slow. If it does, you're doing it right. Breathing is easy. Heart rate should barely rise. So allow yourself to move slowly. How does that feel? Good. From gear one, you're going to slightly increase the pace while keeping that easy and relaxed feeling. Easy walk. Gear number two, go. And see if you can notice a difference in your body or in your breath between the different gears. It's all about you exploring the different paces, finding something that works for you. And we're getting ready for gear number three, steady walk. Your pace here should be easy enough to hold for a longer walk, but hard enough to feel the effort. So gear number three, steady walk, go. Now you're walking with a purpose, but a little bit more of purpose. Posture is proud and straight. And from here, it's time for gear number four, the power walk. Now you will be picking up the pace. You should be able to keep a conversation. You might feel a little bit out of breath from time to time. Just try to stay relaxed. So gear number four, power walk, go. And as always, stay relaxed. Let your arms support you by swinging them back and forth. You should feel your heart rate rise. Great. And from here, gear number five, speed walk. This is just one notch away from as fast as you can. So keep control of your strides. Full focus, powerful strides, gear number five, go. Great, you're moving fast, but still with control. Heart rate is rising. And bring it down to an easy walk. Gear number two, go. Good job. So now you've gone through all five gears. How does that feel? Take a moment to be aware of your body. Without judging yourself, just try to notice how you feel. And how was gear five for you? It's a fast pace, but still not quite as fast as you could go. You want to keep it a little bit so you can keep control of your movement. And again, you won't be spending too much time in gear five throughout these sessions, but it's good to have tried it and to see where it's at, okay? Now, it's really important to remember that these gears will be different depending on your experience and what works for you. But don't compare yourself to anyone else. Just find your own pace. Great. We're going to go through them once again. So come down to gear one, slow walk. And from here, get ready for gear two, easy walk, go. and just see what it does to your body, to your posture, to your breath. And all the time, see if you can find that relaxation in your body. Great. Now it's time for gear number 3, steady walk. Go. Gear number 4, power walk, go. Remember, some powerful strides, moving now with great determination. And gear 5, go. Just a notch away from your fastest. Keep control. Powerful strides. You're doing great. All right. And come down to gear number 2 again. Easy walk. Really nice moving through the different gears. So just keep moving in gear 2, the easy walk. And again, reflect on your breath. And try to see if there's any tension anywhere in the body. And if there is, just try to let it go as you exhale. Okay. Now we're going to mix it up a little. We're going to play around with the different gears, switching the tempos basically a little bit back and forth. Ready? So, it's time to go down to gear number 1. And I will explain how we'll be jumping. So bear with me, okay? We'll go from gear 1 to 3. Then down to 2. Then up to 4. And down to 3. And up to 5. And then down to 2 again. Okay? I know it might sound a little bit complicated, but just stick with me and I'll explain everything step by step. So gear 1, go. Gonna be here for about 10 seconds. Again, I know this feels slow, but you're doing it right. So I'll count you down. 3, 2, 1, gear 3, go. This is the steady walk. And from here, you're going to go down to gear number 2. In 3, 2, 1, go. Great. Now, from here, you're going to jump up to gear number 4, the power walk. So it's going to be quite a bit faster. So get ready. I'll count you down. 3, 2, 1, go. Great. Keep those strides. Swing those arms. And come down to gear number 3, go. All right. Make sure to catch your breath. Keep that relaxation in your body. And it's time for gear number 5. The speed walk. Okay, I'll count you down. 3, 2, 1, go. Gear 5. Really good. And I'll count you down. Get ready for gear number 2. 3, 2, 1, go. Back into the easy walk. Gear number 2. All right. Well done. Now it's time for up and down the ladder. So we're basically going to go through the gears step by step, 1 up to 5, and then back down to 1 again. Okay? This is a really great way to try out the different gears. Now, I will guide you through the 2 first ladders, and you'll do the exercise then 1 more time on your own. All right? So, back down into gear 1. Slow walk, and really, really allow yourself to go slow. You're rushing enough as it is, so take this moment to allow your body, yourself, to just move slow. All right, gear number 2, go. Gear number 3, go. Gear number 4, go. Gear number 5, go. And down the ladder, gear number 4, go. Gear number 3, go. You're doing good. Gear number 2, go. And gear number 1, go. All right. Great. So that was up and down the ladder 1 time. I'll guide you through it a 2nd time. Okay. This time we'll switch between the gears a little bit faster. All right. So you're in gear number 1. Get ready for gear number 2. Go. Gear number 3. Go. Gear number 4, go. Gear number 5, go. And down the ladder, gear number 4, go. Gear number 3, go. Gear number 2, go. And gear number 1, go. All right. Hope that felt good. It's good for the body to try to see how fast it can adjust to the different gears. Maybe you felt like you were switching a little bit too fast, and that's fine. This is just an exercise, okay? So now you're going to do it 1 more time. So here you can spend as much time you want in 1 gear. So if you want to spend 10, 20 seconds in gear number 4 and just a few seconds in gear number 5, then that's perfectly fine. So if you want to spend more time in gear number 4 and just a short time in gear number 5, then that's perfectly fine. Just see if you can explore the different gears and see how they feel in your body and what it does to your breath. Okay? So do this last ladder by yourself. All right. And when you're done, just keep moving in a gear of your choice. As always, remember to breathe and stay relaxed. So, now you've tried to jump around a little bit between the different gears. I hope you've been able to calibrate to try to find your pace and get familiar with them. We're going to come back to these gears throughout the sessions, so you will have time to get more and more familiar with them as we go. But today, I hope, has given you a bit of a foundation. All right, now, before we get to the cooldown, I'm going to let you walk in a gear of your choice for a short while, and if you feel more comfortable with gear 2, easy walk, then go ahead, or gear 3, or gear 4, whichever gear you like. And if you want to play around with them, then go ahead. Now, as you move, I want you to notice your surroundings. Just become aware of sounds, the view, now bring some attention to how you feel. How's your mind? Nice and clear, or some thoughts creeping in? If so, it's completely fine if they do. Just notice those thoughts and try to bring your attention back to your pace. All right, now bring it back down to gear 1, slow walk. And it's time to get ready for the cool down. So see if you can try to find a spot where you can do some stretches and cool down those muscles. If you need to pause the audio for a minute, then feel free to do that now. Again, good job with the session. Now we have a few minutes before we get back to our chores and everyday life. So I want you to take some time to get your body to transition from movement mode to a more relaxed state. A cool down will help you stay injury free and to recover faster. And it will help you feel more ready for your next session. So let's start with a quad stretch, stretching out the front of the thigh. This may require a little bit of balance, so just make sure to hold on to something. Okay. So stand straight, balanced on your left foot, and slowly raise your right heel towards your buttocks. Grab onto your foot with your right hand and keep your back nice and straight. Pull gently on the foot for the stretch, and we'll hold here for 20 seconds. 5. 10. Feel that stretch and push your hips forward a bit. 15. And 20. Great. Switch legs. And try not to look down. Instead, look straight ahead and find that stretch. Push your hips forward gently. Good. 5. Ten, 15, Breathe. And 20. All right, great. Shake out those legs. All right, so we're going to go into the next one, which is a calf stretch. Find a wall or a lamppost, something to put your hands against, as if you were trying to push it out of the way. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep your back leg straight with your foot planted on the ground. And find the stretch in the back calf by pushing your hips forward, all the while keeping the back foot planted to the ground, back straight. Feel that stretch? Just nice and easy. And we'll hold there for 20 seconds. 5. Breathe. 10. And if you want to go deeper into the stretch, do so, but gentle. 15. And 20. Nice. Switch legs. And again, find the stretch. Keep the body straight and push your hips forward. And 5. 10, 15, and 20. Good. Really nice. Now, this will be the last one. It's a gentle hamstring stretch. A lot of people can feel tight in the hamstring after moving, so it's always good to make sure to loosen them up just a little. Not to pull on it too hard, okay? So stand with one foot in front of the other. And bend the back knee, put your hands on that knee, and put some weight on it. From here, tilt forward at the waist while keeping your front leg straight, and you should feel a stretch in the hamstring down the back of your thigh, in that straight front leg. Okay? Hold there for 20 seconds. 5. 10. 15. Doing good. Go a little bit deeper into the stretch. And 20. And switch legs. Get yourself in the same position. Front leg straight. Back knee bent. And tilt forward at the waist. Feel that stretch. 5. 10. 15. And 20. Great job today. Now let's go nice and easy back into real life. And if you notice any tension in your body, just exhale and release it. And well done on completing our first session. We'll be practicing those gears again in the next one. But for now, relax, grab a drink of water, and I'll see you next time.